Today, the trade crack widens in August. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to the latest post covering finance and property news with a distinctively Australian flavour. We've been suggesting that the massive trade surplus is likely to fall as the iron ore price reduces to more normal levels and the global economy slows. Given the reliance on this source of income, such a reduction is bad news for the Australian economy. So today, the ABS reported on the August trade numbers, and the result was weaker, significantly weaker, as we predicted. The overall net surplus was still a relatively healthy $5.9 billion, but that's a fall from $7.3 billion in July and from a record $7.9 billion back in June. All these numbers are seasonally adjusted. The trend numbers were also less severe but lower. The iron ore price has settled back now, having been driven higher by the Brazilian Vale disaster, which disrupted their supply and lifted market rates at least for a bit. And as a result, Australia's export earnings fell $1.5 billion, or 3.4% in August, to $40.98 billion. The spot iron ore price has declined from around $120 to a still elevated $92 a tonne. And as a result, metal ores declined by $1.2 billion in August. Gold slid down $0.69 billion, that's coming off a high base, and coal also fell down by $0.2 billion. Now, there was a partial offset with fuels, LNG in particular, which was up $0.5 billion. And it's worth remembering that despite these falls, export earnings are still 10% above the level of a year ago, up $3.7 billion thanks to metal ores, which are up by $3.2 billion over the same period. But as troubling, imports also declined by 0.4% as local firms run their inventories down in the light of the slowing economy. Imports fell $0.1 billion to $35.06 billion, and falls came through in consumption goods, capital goods, and fuel imports. The shining light was gold, which provided a little more positive news. Given the Aussie was lower, the fall suggests a drop in volumes once again, while gold provided a partial offset, and lower imports in August suggest that volumes fell in the month and import volumes fell by 0.2% in the June quarter to be 0.7% lower than a year earlier. This is against the backdrop of higher import prices and patchy domestic demand. Overall, the trade surplus in August 2019 of $5.9 billion is well above the $2.2 billion for August 2018, but the writing is on the wall for more falls in the months ahead as the global economy eases back. That's another indicator of troubling times ahead for our economy. And by the way, the Aussie would have to fall a lot to reverse these effects. And that is not our central scenario at the moment. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.